Well, today is the first Sunday of Lent. Did you ever wonder how Lent began? You know, we've been told that Lent is the time of fasting and prayer, which is true. We're supposed to give up some things and concentrate on Christ's suffering for us, which is true. It's a time to go to confession and get our sins absolved, which is true. It's time for some great fish fries, and that's true too. But the heart and soul of Lent, where it really began, way in the beginning, in the first generations of the Christian world, it began concerning the people who were preparing to enter the church on Holy Saturday. That's where it all began. That's where Lent is connected to. For the people who are preparing to be baptized on Holy Saturday, or to make their profession of faith and fully enter into the church on Holy Saturday, in the very earliest years of the church, and we're talking about Polycarp, and we are talking about Irenaeus. Polycarp was an early church father who was baptized and taught by John the Apostle. And Irenaeus was taught by Polycarp. So we are talking about the first decades of the Christian world here. This is how long ago this was. And Irenaeus writes, he said, because back then, you know, they had letters, you had couriers send letters. There's no TV, there's no mass communication. But he writes, he says, I have heard from many communities across the empire, Christian faith, who are gathering to prepare their catechumens for baptism and entrance into the church. And they not only are supporting their catechumens by prayers, they're supporting them by fasting themselves and doing good works themselves. You see, these were very tiny communities. These masses were in homes. You invited someone into your home to celebrate the mass. You became part of the family. And so when someone said, I want to be a Christian, the whole little community would pray together and fast together. And then Irenaeus goes on to say, and sometimes they do this for a number of days, and I have heard as much as for 40 days. 40 days of Lent. Lent began so that the whole faith community could gather in support through fasting and prayer and good works of the people who are going to become members of the church on the Easter Vigil. Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, those people are with us today with us that have been preparing, and they are here among us. And I am asking every single one of you, as you continue on with this Lent, to think about the people who are going to be baptized, because your Lent began, the whole meaning of Lent began with your connection with these people. That in your prayers, remember them. In your good works, think about them. In your fasting, think about them. That you are working with them together as they are proceeding to receive the Lord Jesus Christ in the fullness of the sacraments.